بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، وقال تعالى: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء صلاح المؤمن، وقال: الدعاء مخ العبادة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has commanded us in this verse of the Holy Quran that, O my servants, for any need, for any necessity of dunya and akhirah, call me, invoke to me, beg to me, and I will certainly respond unto your invocation and your dua, and I will accept and I will grant you whatever you need. The second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the people are asking you with regard to me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, tell them, I am very close to you. وَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, whenever any invoker is making dua, supplicating for any need, I am responding, I am fulfilling his needs. So you always make dua to me. There was a true story. A woman, her husband committed some crime and he was in the prison. And because the husband is in prison, there was no source of income. She was alone by herself and she had one daughter, an elderly father. They all living in a small apartment. And the daughter became very sick. Her fever went up over hundreds. And because they were so, you know, financially bankrupt, they didn't have any money to buy any medicine to reduce the fever. There was no food in the house, and they were very destitute in this situation. And because of the fever, the daughter was crying and crying and crying. Mother had nothing in her hand, and she was very helpless and powerless. Then she spread the musalla and he performs 2 rakat salatul haja and begged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, because the daughter was crying, she came back again. She put some water into the bowl, put some salt in it, and dipped the cloth and started putting the wet cloth on the forehead of the daughter to reduce her fever. Keep on doing that, like in our houses we do the home remedy. She was keep on doing that, going back to musalla, praying 2 rakat salat, begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming back, treating the daughter in the same, going back and forth. Midnight. And she was crying and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of a sudden, she heard the knock on the door. She surprised, who is there? No one knows them. In the mid of night, who is there to knock the door? She looked at her father and then she said, okay, open the door, let's see. So she opened the door and she found the doctor with the bag is there. And he just ran into the house And he said, where is the daughter? She said, there is a daughter sleeping there. So he treated her, gave some shots, some injections to reduce the fever, gave some tablets. And he wrote on the slip, $120, my fee. She surprised. He said, I don't have money. So doctor got mad. How dare you are? You spoil my night sleeping. You call me. I came to your house. And now I treated your daughter. I gave medicine injection. Now you're saying there is no money. Why you call me then? So she's surprised. She says, sir, there is something wrong, some mistake. I didn't call you. I don't even have your number. So doctor got mad. He said, no, you call me. Why you are lying? You don't want to pay me, that's why you are lying. He said, sir, I don't even have phone in my house. I'm a very poor lady. Look at, there is no phone. I don't have cell phone. I don't have home, line in my house. And he looked around, and father also looking at say, say, sir, believe us, we don't even have phone in my house. So he said, is it, your name is not so-and-so? This is not apartment number 102? He said, no, sir, this is not apartment number 102. It's next door. So he ran out of the apartment. He went to the next door and knocked the door. And that daddy opened. He entered again inside. And her daughter was sick. And she was the one who called the doctor. Next door, neighbor. So he treated her in the same manner. And she paid the fees, whatever he asked for, because she is the one who called him. And she paid the fees. So then, after treatment, he's surprised. Doctor got puzzled. He got, no, something strange happened to me today. So he came back to that house, first house, apartment, and asked, look, sister, whatever happened, please forgive me. But I don't know how it happened that I knock your door instead of knocking the door of the neighbor, and I treated your daughter. I don't know what dua you were making. She said, I was on musalla. I had no money. I had my husband is in the prison. We are in this situation. I was only crying and begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'aw wa yakshifu su. Who is there that in this destitute position and condition, in this dire condition, if you invoke, who can fulfill your invocation and remove all the problems? So it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the dua of the mother, made the doctor to enter her house and treat her daughter without any pain. It's all made up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we have to learn one thing, that whatever condition and situation we are going through, we should always turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with sincerity, this is the condition. We should not just raise randomly hands and say a few words and expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you. Since like that mother was keep on crying, keep on performing salat, and she was making dua with sincerity, with total ikhlas, and tawakkul, and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you rely on Allah's kudrat, Allah make the means from somehow we cannot understand, we cannot comprehend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill our desires. And this is the lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Holy Quran. When our forefather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, violated one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that because of that mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became angry and upset with them and said, now you have to go down onto the earth. Right? That was the first sin committed by human being, first violation in the history of mankind. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam didn't know what to say if this kind of things happen. They were unaware. They didn't know how to fix this problem, how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that was the first mistake in their life they did. And they had everything in paradise. Whole paradise was belonged to them. Allah ta'ala said, go, you know, enter into paradise, enjoy your life. There was no restriction. All the fruits and every bounty of Allah and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there. And they were enjoying. So they didn't know how to fix the problem, how to apologize, how to repent, what words to be used to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Almighty Allah who inspired Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, sent wahi to him and said, O Adam, you have committed sin. Now say these words. And what was the dua taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our forefathers? And until now, we have to continue and benefit from that dua. That dua is Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Very powerful dua. Total submission. Total accepting the matter or the fact that Rabbana zalamna anfusana. O our Lords, O our Sustainer, O our Provider, you have granted us so many bounties and ni'mat and favor in paradise. There was no shortage of anything. Why we should have to violate your command? We had enough. You only prohibited us for one thing, and we couldn't control that because of the shaitan and iblis. There was full, you know, pleasures everywhere. Everywhere was in paradise. If we avoid that one thing, we could enjoy paradise forever. But sin has been committed. We have violated your command. So by violating your command, disobeying your command, zalamna anfusana, we have oppressed on ourselves. This is harm of the sin. Is not going to harm anyone else but ourselves. So this is the first lesson we all have to learn. That whatever wrong we are doing, knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, by mistake or deliberately, think and remember the consequences of that act we have to face ourselves. This is the lesson in this dua. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana. And if you don't forgive us, if you don't pardon us, lanakunanna minal khasirin, there is no other way. We will be doomed, we will be loser forever. There is no other way to fix this problem except you. So we repent to you, we submit to ourselves to you, we apologize to you, we admit to you that we have done wrong. And by doing wrong, we have oppressed ourselves. What a wonderful dua. And because of the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. And until today, whoever will make this sincere dua, because we are the sons of Adam. And when Adam alayhi salam committed sin, obviously we are going to commit sin. Kullu bani Adam khata'un, wairu khairul khata'in at-tawwabu. Every human being is going to commit sin. That is in the fitrah, that is in the nature. But the base sinner is that who apologizes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, who fixes his problem immediately. So this is the lesson. And look at when all the Anbiya alayhim salam, there are so many incidents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran to teach us a lesson. Hazrat Ayub alayhi salam, when he was, you know, affected by the disease, the skin disease, whatever was in his time, the entire body was rotten and he was suffering everything. He lost everything and everyone left him beside his